This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
After the hour on the DJV program, the ever-improving version of this program. Good day to you and to your family and friends. Jennifer Horn, speaking of family and friends, here with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. The focus is on what's going on, the news discussion, and some of the things that are going on are serious, some of them not so. There's always the outrage. All right, so Jennifer, you're going to get us outraged? What are we doing here?
I don't know if it'll get you outraged, but it's definitely interesting. I think it seems like maybe if you need a loan today, you know, it's tax week. Maybe if you need a loan today, maybe you should go hit up former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld. I know, Dougie, you're a fan of Bill Weld.
I like Bill Weld.
But I think he's he's entering into a fool's errand, actually. But we'll see. Former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld announced on Monday that he is officially entering the race for president. He has become now the first Republican to challenge President Trump in the 2020 race, so a primary challenge. He said, "Ours is a nation built on courage, resilience, and independence. In these times of great political strife, when both major parties are entrenched in their win-at-all-cost battles, the voices of the American people are being ignored and our nation is suffering." He announced on CNN this week, and it's just kind of interesting. The reason I say it's a fool's errand is because, and this is just for the primaries, because I know there's a lot of people who do not like President Trump, but with Republican voters who would be voting for, in a primary, a Republican candidate, he has a 90% approval rating. And so with registered Republicans, you can't get much higher than that. And so Bill Weld is going to put a lot of money, a lot of energy, a lot of time into running a race against President Trump. And I'll say it again, he has a 90% approval rating with Republicans. So does that mean that he'll get some votes? No doubt. But I just don't see him beating President Trump and advancing as the Republican candidate to face one of the 20 Democratic candidates who are running to replace the president.
Well, Bill Weld, former governor of Massachusetts, former attorney general, a polished Brahmin, kind of a WASP, if you will. He would be a rhino Republican in the eyes of many of the Trump supporters. But whether it's a fool's errand or not, the wryness of your tone as you were reading through it, sort of the sarcasm dripping from the words. And there will be a lot of people who will say, what is this guy? What is he wasting his time? He's got plenty of money. He's been he comes from a sort of Brahmin-y, well-heeled East Coast family. He's been a lawyer after he worked for a very, really high-end law firm. So he's making a statement. That's what he's doing. He doesn't like Trump. There are a lot of people who are from his ilk who don't like Trump because they don't. It isn't so much policy as much as his crudeness. Bill Weld is a very refined, polished guy. And so whether he gets anywhere or he doesn't get anywhere, he's making a statement on his own behalf, and he's welcome to do it. Yesterday or the day before, but in the last week or so, we still have a couple of more, like Pete Buttigieg or whatever his name is.
Buttigieg.
Buttigieg. The mayor of South Bend.
Yeah, I get why Democrats want to run. I mean, I understand that. That makes all the sense in the world. I'd understand why Bill Weld would want to run as an independent, which I think is probably more suited to him anyway.
Well, he did before. So, as a libertarian, sort of.
And I think that's where he lost all of his credentials, his bona fides, if you will, with conservatives. He ran with Gary Johnson, who was, adorable.
He should have been the candidate, not Gary Johnson.
Absolutely.
That was ridiculous.
I agree with you there. Yep. I'd vote for him.
I would, too, actually. I like Bill Weld a lot.
But see, the thing is, Victoria, you won't, because in a primary, you're going to vote for the Democrat and actually have your vote mean something to you.
I know. I'm saying if he beat Trump, that I would probably choose Bill Weld over any of the Democratic candidates that I've seen so far. That's what I'm saying, if it made it to that level, which it won't. I agree with you, Jen, but, you know, it's too bad, because I think that he's got a lot to say.
Very smart guy. Anyway, what did you start to say, Jen?
Oh, I don't know. I don't. The thing is that to get to a general, you have to go through the primary, and I just don't know who would be all that excited to vote for Bill Weld that has an R by
people
their name that would be voting
like,
for him.
They don't.
Right, but how many Republicans don't like Trump?
Well,
a lot
in
of
my
old
circle,
waspy Republicans that I
in
know.
In my circle,
him.
A lot of them. Yeah, my circle. Yeah. And
enough
older
to beat the 90% of Republicans who do
not enough to overcome the rednecks. No.
No. But
that's really rude, actually, because I vote for Trump, and
I'm not
I don't
talking
know
about
that we want to classify everybody as a redneck.
I didn't classify everyone.
President Trump.
I didn't classify everyone as a redneck.
All right.
So here's what's happening. But the underscore
smart and vote for Trump.
The underscore here is I think Trump, in his own way, is very smart. He's not polished. He is he takes there's too much air and oxygen taken out of the room when it comes to the issues, and it becomes more about him. And I just think that the presidency in business, he accomplished a great deal. And I guess the family still does. I never take that away from anybody. And I've actually, I've always thought he was a very interesting character. But the crudeness and the rudeness.
That's what I'm talking about. The people who support that element of his personality, that's what I'm referring to. It's so classless. It's undignified. It's horrible. I think it's absolutely
horrible. He doesn't make me, I'm not angry. I follow you and I. Jennifer, we've been having these conversations for years and years and years, and we both pretty much are on the same political page when it comes to issues. And so I separate the issues oftentimes from the personality. And maybe the issues are more important. They are to the average person. But because of this personality defect, and that's what I describe it, I think he has a personality defect. It's not right. It's not wrong. It just doesn't fit. And so, is he getting things done? On the surface, it looks like he's getting things done.
Depends
Maybe
it's
some
ask.
Deeper. I think people
I totally
know.
Understand. I get it. He makes people uncomfortable, and I understand that. But I also understand that that's why people elected him. I like the fact
that
he
too.
Makes people uncomfortable, because guess what? We had it for many, many years. We had people who would sell us a bill of goods, and they looked presidential.
Yep.
And they did nothing
Phonies.
But screw over the country. And
yep.
so when
well, that's
somebody
in your
comes
opinion,
in,
that's not how everyone else feels. Either.
Well, I think
how I feel from my perspective, and this is not just unique to Democrats, by the way. I want to, let me preface by saying Republicans and Democrats, in my mind, have sold the country a bill of goods, and they've used flowery language to deliver it, and then you get a whole lot of nothing back in return. So I don't want to make it a partisan, because I actually believe that both parties are very guilty of this. Look, we've got an immigration problem in this country that Republicans and Democrats should own, that it should be wearing around their neck like an albatross, and we should be voting all these people out in Congress who haven't been able to fix it for years. So this is not partisan. I understand the discomfort of Trump, but I also understand the beauty in someone who's just going to tell you what he thinks. And sometimes it's not pretty, and sometimes it's mean.
That
spirited,
I agree with you. Yeah,
you know, but
I agree
at least
with that.
You know where you stand most of the time.
And with I'm going to skip back over Barack Obama and go to George Bush, who was, as far as I'm concerned, a nightmare and a disaster. He's cost this country more money and lives than any president in recent memory. Frankly, I think he was a disgrace. So is he a good guy?
He's often
fun
ranked
to be with?
As the worst president of the 20th century,
well,
which I don't know if that's going to hold up. I mean, in a lot of different, and I actually, on a personal level, I really like George W. Bush. I like the family. I didn't agree with his policies, but I liked him as a person.
Yeah,
and I think
great
that's
family.
Kind of what we're talking about now.
Yeah,
with the personality difference. There is a likability there, and
very
you know, there just isn't for me with Trump at all. So,
but I remember when George Bush was president, and no one liked him. I remember when people were brutal to him. But now that he's out of office and now that he's not Trump, he becomes almost, you know, kind of a darling of
the granddad of the Republicans.
Yeah, they're like, we love George Bush. Well, no, I remember when you said he would sit in the toilet and color with his coloring book while Dick Cheney ran the country. So I remember
that may have happened. That may have happened.
I don't think he was coloring.
He 16 past the hour. On the what colors was he using? Did he use magenta? 16
light,
past the hour. On the DJV program.
to Sprint today to get the new LG G8 ThinQ. This phone is packed with features like Crystal Sound OLED, where the entire screen is the speaker, and Hand ID to easily unlock your phone. With 128 gigabytes of memory, you won't have to worry about running out of space for your treasured pics and videos. You can even use Air Motion. With just a wave of your hand, you can easily access your phone's favorite functions, answer calls, and more. Right now, get both Sprint's unlimited plan and the new LG G8 included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit and an 18-month lease. No trade-in required. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com/LG, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $15 a month after $20 a month credit. Apply within 2 bills. Canceled early. Your main balance due. Unlimited basic after 6/30/20. Pay $32 per month per line with auto pay. Data due prioritization during congestion. Speed maximums. Use rules and restrictions apply.
If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance, so let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
Sandbar port side.
What?
Sandbar port side.
What side?
Port side.
I. Where?
Port side. The left. Apartment left.
Got it. Left.
There's a reason they say curse like a sailor.
Just the left.
Many reasons. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates.
At Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. We build competence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors work face-to-face with students using the proven Mathnasium method to build the foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Schedule your no-obligation first visit at one of our 1,000 Mathnasium centers today at 888-660-MATH. That's 888-660-MATH.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Lori Loughlin, you remember her.
Oh, yeah.
And her husband, Mauricio Magango, have pled...
Massimo.
Him too.
But okay.
Pled not guilty. Of course they're not guilty. It's just a ruse. This is a big mistake.
Well, they have to do that now.
They have no choice.
She's in trouble.
Yeah. They filed federal court documents saying they waived their right to appear in court for an arraignment, plead not guilty. So what is there? There's nothing really new. This was done here in Boston, because that's where all the action is. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Boston is the ones chasing these people around. So what about all the other parents? What's going on with other? Well, all we hear about is Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman, but there are a bunch of other parents.
Felicity Huffman in the first group, I think there were 15 parents or sets of parents. They all took the plea deal, so they'll probably only get a few months in jail. And Lori Loughlin and another 15 or 20 people turned it down, and then the next day the prosecutors added on some IRS charges. So they're all going to the slammer for sure. Good situation. And Billy,
in the
Billy
big house.
McFarlane.
Are they going to be at the same one?
Wouldn't that be hilarious, though?
All those people go to the same one. That's why it's so stupid to send them to jail. It's ridiculous. Prison reform. Please, please, please. 21 after here on the DJV program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Let's list a couple of more musical pronouncements here. Music, an important part of our life. Every hour we devote a few minutes to it. So we get into Carly Simon's music now, 24 after the hour on the DJB program. Jennifer and Karen, Kara and I focusing on Carly. She's writing a what she described as an intimate, vulnerable memoir about her famous friend, Jackie Onassis. It's called Touched by the Sun. It's going to be published the 22nd of October. Simon and Onassis met at a summer party on Martha's Vineyard and began a long-lasting, improbable kind of friendship. There are a lot of songs that we all remember from Carly Simon, You're So Vain, The Spy Who Loved Me. She said that Jackie Kennedy, more known as Jackie Kennedy than Jackie Onassis, became everything from a protective mother figure to a sort of mischievous pal. She passed away, good heavens, 13 years ago. Died when she was 64. Remember that?
That was
smoker.
24 years ago.
Oh, yeah. It is 24, right.
94, yeah.
Off, yeah, right. Anyway, she wrote a memoir in 2015 called Boys in the Trees. That was about the people that she'd been with, right? Wasn't it?
I think that was her personal, journey of dating and stuff. She's had some pretty high-profile relationships.
As a matter of fact, including one with James Taylor, who's next up in the musical. Right, they did an interesting song together. This is it. So Taylor's getting ready to kick off his first Las Vegas residency. 71 years old, set up shop, 12 shows at the Coliseum in Caesar's Palace. Quote, Garth Brooks recommended that I give it a try, he said about the idea that's been, he's been kicking it around for a while. He thought I'd love it, and he'd been really surprised by it during his residency. He's never played a string of shows in Vegas. He said he's going to be hitting a custom-built stage that will include a return of his one-man band, Drum Machine. Didn't he went around, he was with Carole King, wasn't he, for a couple of years on the road? Remember that?
Don't know.
Yeah, I think he was. Crack this up, Carole.
See you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall. All you got to do is call.
His music was popular when I was a disc jockey in the 60s and 70s. I never cared much for the music, frankly. I never cared about Fire and Rain. You've Got a Friend, Not Bad, but stuff doesn't do anything for me. But a lot of people like it, and that's why he's going to probably do fine. He said he was a Vegas snob forever. Back in the day, Vegas definitely had a specific connotation for singers. It was something that folk and pop artists in the 60s and 70s were distancing themselves from. He said, for one thing, it's now a town of 2 million people, not just the strip. There's an actual population there, and it's an excellent place to put on a show. He said his all-star band won't shy away from playing the hits, like the ones that we're playing here. The dates for his residency, April 17th, 19th, 20th, 24th, 26th, 27th, May 1st, 3rd, 4th, 8th, 10th, and 11th.
Probably will add more shows, too, because I think this will sell out with a Vegas crowd.
Yeah. So it actually starts next week.
The older buffet crowd loves him.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, yes. The free, the 5 o'clock blue light special. He'll be right there in line for this. Let's have dinner and go see a show. 28 after on the DJV show.
It's just like sugar sometimes. How sweet it is to be.
At Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. We build competence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors work face-to-face with students using the proven Mathnasium method to build the foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Schedule your no-obligation first visit at one of our 1,000 Mathnasium centers today at 888-660-MATH. That's 888-660-MATH.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 0707 at checkout. That's harrys.com. Code 0707. Enjoy!
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
French President Emmanuel Macron has promised that the fire-ravaged Notre Dame Cathedral will be rebuilt. The damage is extensive, but the outer structure is largely intact, and many of the most precious artifacts were saved. 50 investigators are searching for the cause of the fire. The French government said 20 firefighters risked their lives to save the Gothic monument. In Paris for her book tour, former First Lady Michelle Obama addressed a crowd of thousands.
We have to believe in each other. We have to use these times to unite because Notre Dame will be rebuilt.
President Trump has vetoed a congressional resolution to end U.S. military support for the Saudi-led war in Yemen. Lawmakers do not have the votes to override it. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
The hour. Lots of homegrown talent here on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, very talented. Victoria Keelan, very talented. Kara Schillen, very talented. Doug Steffen, got a few accomplishments under his belt.
Don't sell yourself short, Dougie. Come on.
All right. Long, tall Sally with a cool dress on, a cool bathrobe on, whatever. Okay. So, Victoria, what? We were talking, but this is... What is this? Pajama day.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, actually, we should post a picture of all of us in our pajamas.
Nope.
What do you say?
Nope. Put that right back into your mouth because that's not happening.
Where does that come from? We have to show everything?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, everybody does everything these days. Good heavens. No secrets anywhere. All right, so let's go, Victoria. What do we have that's not a secret?
Well, it's apparently not a secret anymore, but actress Georgia Engel, who is most famous for playing the small-voiced, innocent Georgette on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, she passed away in her home in Princeton, New Jersey. This actually happened last Friday, and now the news is starting to trickle out. The cause of death is unknown, but she was a Christian Scientist, so she didn't see any doctors, according to her agent. So we're not really sure what was wrong with her, but she, of course, had one of the most recognizable voices on all of television. She had a huge, huge list of TV credits, most famously The Mary Tyler Moore Show,
And she played, she actually, her character, Georgette, married Ted Baxter, played by Ted Knight, the Anchorman. And then she had recurring roles on Everybody Loves Raymond. She was hilarious in Hot in Cleveland. She reunited with Betty White to play Mamie Sue, which was, if you ever watch Hot in Cleveland, that was a very, very funny character. She was a 5-time Emmy nominee. She received 2 of the nominations for The Mary Tyler Moore Show, and then 3 nominations for Everybody Loves Raymond. And Valerie Bertinelli, who worked with her on Hot in Cleveland, posted a Twitter tribute saying that she was the sweetest, kindest, dearest woman and crazy talented. I will miss her. And she was originally from Washington, D.C., and she later studied theater at the University of Hawaii. Her career included guest appearances on a variety of series like The Love Boat, Fantasy Island, Coach, 2 and a Half Men, and, of course, so many others. She even did some Broadway musicals, and she appeared in Hello, Dolly, The Boys from Syracuse, and most recently The Drowsy Chaperone in 2006-2007. And so in 2012 was probably one of her final credits, and that was an off-Broadway production of Uncle Vanya. And then she was on the 2018 PBS special, Betty White, First Lady of Television. So a lot of people sharing memories that were very fond, and apparently really a lot of people were really touched by her life and her career.
Squeaky voice. Is that how you describe her voice?
Almost sounds
very high-pitched.
Yeah. But very identified. She was only 70 and not known what she... I'm just looking up here to see if I can find out why she passed away. She always looked... Well, I shouldn't say always. In later years, she looked older than she was, I think, anyway.
You I'm surprised she was that young. I thought she was much older.
Yeah, I thought she was a lot older. Considering that Betty White is now, what, 95, 96?
Yeah.
And so to have 25-year age difference, you would never know that.
No, you wouldn't at all to look at her.
Yeah.
So that's too bad. Another icon bites the dust. The names in the news today and this week, will we ever escape Robert Mueller again? The, well, still. He's provided a useful service and has in the past. So let's see what will happen with the release of the report. I see that the announcement was made by William Barr to release the final report. It'll be redacted. I don't see anything new here. It was always expected it was going to be released. There just was no date attached.
Right. Now we know it's Thursday.
Right?
Everybody knew it was going to be this week. No one knew what day. So, yeah. Mm.
So after that, then what will there be for us to complain about?
More of the same. People saying he didn't do anything, people saying he did do something, and that'll be that.
Well, it's all your political stripes, that's all. We had to file our tax returns this week. Everybody got theirs done? Jennifer and Victoria, Kara, everybody's all set?
Yeah, we did my teeth last Friday.
Yeah. Well, the tax filing deadline is only for money. There's still a lot of people, I think what I saw, 35 million people or maybe more than that, somewhere between 35 and 50 million people do not file their return. They just make sure the money is in. And under the circumstances, it gives you more time to think through what it is that is going on with your money. At least that's the way I look at it. I don't want to put myself into the pain that always comes with understanding the huge wastes that go along with our hard-earned money. But I think I asked you last week, somebody sent me a note, somebody named Vance Williams sent a note along to me after I asked all of you if you had your tax refund money. And I think, Victoria, you said you had yours back. Jennifer wasn't getting any. And Kara, I forget what you said. You had...
Yeah, I already got mine back last month or a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then talking about what we do with our tax refund, because now that things have been filed... And many of you have already gotten the money back, but some of you, if you wait till the last minute, that's okay. It happens. If you're going to get money back, the expectation is in the next few weeks you'll get money back. I think it was difficult the first month or so because government was shut down, and wasn't that kind of all screwed up in terms of getting the money sent back to people? Weren't there a lot of people complaining?
Yeah, some people were delayed very, very early on when the government was shut down, yeah.
Yeah. You can spend the money on something that you want, but if you are a good doobie, you want to maximize the financial benefits from your refund. You might want to consider some other options. The average tax refund, $2,700. Above it or below it, wherever you are, it's $2,700 is $2,700. You use it for a lot, down payment for a car. That's what a lot of people do. The car business, did you know that the car business was best right around tax time? Did you know that the more cars are sold at this time of year?
Reinvest.
From, yeah, well, people are using it to buy. There's nothing worse than an investment in a car because you never come out of it unless you've got some old antique. You lose thousands of dollars every year in the value of the car, but people want to drive a new car. And people want to feel good. There's something, when you get the money back, okay, let's go and buying a new car, you feel good. Think about it, all of you. When you buy a new car, don't you feel good the day you drive out of the, don't think about what happens after you drive it out of the showroom. But you recently, in the last couple of years, got a new car. Victoria, Jennifer, you, well, no, you're up for a new car, I guess, aren't you now?
How do you remember all that stuff? Yeah, no, I'm up for a new car. My lease will be up in November, day after Election Day.
And I think, Carrie, you still driving?
We bought a new one in 2016. Yeah.
And how did you?
Yes, so we're coming up on 3 years.
So what did you use? Did you use money from tax refund? How did you?
No.
Did you
trade really
something
lucky.
Else?
It was such a fluke thing. We weren't even, like so many stories, we didn't even go with the intention of buying. We each had a car. We were still living in Manhattan. We knew we wanted to get rid of both of our cars and get one new one. And we just went to see what the Chevy Trax, which is the SUV that we have, we wanted to see what it looked like in person. And it was 4th of July weekend. We had our bathing suits on. We were on our way to the beach. And it just ended up being, they had a 20% off sale that day, which was significant, and then they even agreed to take Lewis's old junky Honda, so we got $2,000 back for that. So we ended up putting no money down, and we drove off the lot an hour later in a new car. So it was
really
it was
that
probably
quick?
The most yes,
that's
it was
exciting.
The most seamless.
Cool.
It was like I'm good with stuff like that. Like I like that. Lewis is very slow and measured, and he just had a panic attack for, like, a solid week. That we had just...
You do the right thing!
Yeah, so, but it ended up being definitely the right thing. Because when you can start with 20% off the sticker price plus another $2,000 off, you're already halfway there to not being upside down in your payments.
Yeah.
So, you know, in the depreciation, we're much better off than we could have been if we had just, you know, bought at the full price.
The number one thing done with tax refund money is buying a car. Number two, you want to take a guess at what the number two thing is with tax refund money?
I would guess it's what we did. We just put it in the savings account.
There you go.
Savings,
put it in their retirement account or saving. That's number three. Number three,
and vacation. Don't people take vacation too?
Number four, and number five is paying insurance premiums. It's pretty interesting how people spend the money that they have. Then there's the college education that's in there in the top 10. People trying to pay down, either start a college fund or pay down college debt. Better if you start a college fund, start early if you can.
Wow. Yeah.
Because it's, borrowing the money is no fun. Takes forever to pay those off. Let's see, number nine is paying off debts, just in general, credit card debt, that sort of thing. An emergency fund, people use it for that. There are people who still wonder, and I think this is a good thing, by the way. This is not a criticism. Most people, as I think I said yesterday, the day before, when I was looking at the stats, 50% of the people in this country who are over the age of 50 don't have one penny in the bank. Not a cent. And it's higher.
That's frightening.
When you get closer to retirement, 65, 70, there are, I think it's 55 to 60% don't have any money in the bank. So the older you get, the less money you have.
So why where are those people mortgage deal? Oh, they reverse mortgage. If they're lucky enough to have a house, that they'll try to pay down their house and then reverse mortgage it.
Yeah. But like, what happens when those people, you know, get to the age where they need health care or like in-home health care, or if they need to live in an assisted living facility? Those are expensive. I actually that
people can get
me.
Insurance.
Well, that's a terrible
long-term
situation to be in.
I know. It's bad. Long-term care insurance, though, makes it that much more important to have it if you are going to be one of those people living paycheck to paycheck.
Do you know what the status is of your parents, Jennifer, your father and your mother, as
what
they get into that? Are they able to take care of themselves if something happens?
Yeah, they both have long-term... Well, I'm sure it's a little bit of both, right? Isn't that true with every family? But both of them have long-term care insurance. Both of them have life insurance, and both of them have properties. So That's important. Yeah. But, you know, both of them are close to paying their properties off, so that's a good thing.
Yeah. Not in the top 10, there was no mention of down payments for houses. I thought that was very interesting.
Well, that's not enough. Yes. Your tax refund?
No, right.
$2,000 is the average tax refund? Okay, so what are you going to do with that in a house these days? Not much. That just goes into the savings category, probably.
Yeah, that's to paint at your living room or something. Yeah.
47 after the hour here in the DJV show.
Are you getting bored with your dinner options? Can't take another day of unhealthy fast food or ordering in? Well, I've got good news for you. Martha Stewart is doing a free taste test. That's right, free. She's giving away three full-sized meals from her new meal kit delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. Martha and Marley Spoon will send fresh, pre-portioned ingredients straight to your door, making it easier than ever to cook a healthy, fulfilling meal in the comfort of your own home. As most of you know, I'm an advocate of fresh food and healthy choices. There are over 18,000 recipes to choose from, and the menus feature a variety of dishes ranging from classic to creative. You'll be eating in just 30 minutes. To be part of Martha's free taste test and to receive your three free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text the word FORK to 246-810. Get great food sent straight to your door. Text the word FORK to 246-810. Get your free meals today. Just text the word FORK to 246-810.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it means to receive the Medal of Honor.
I'm the one that got the recognition because I received the award, but I know that this isn't mine. I just was trying to follow everybody else around me. You know, all these guys did incredible things. The only reason I'm here, the only reason I have a wife, the only reason I have kids is because those guys gave everything they had that day.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Here's that song again.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
For the 100th time today.
Here's that song again.
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce,
I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Now, 53 after the hour, Tech Talk time for Tuesday. Sorry, Keelan, I'll stumble and bumble my way through this. I'll be very quiet, actually. I'll not embarrass myself, but as I may have off and on during the last hour, because it's wake-up time. And the first story focuses on Lyft. I told you that I actually have the app now to use both Lyft and Uber, because all of you have said Lyft was better than Uber. So now, what are they doing that adds to their betterment here?
Well, this is a bad story for Lyft. So they have had to pull all of their on-demand electric bicycles in New York, D.C., and San Francisco after riders have reported issues with the brakes, and some of the riders have actually flipped over the front handlebars after a braking problem that caused the front wheel to lock up. So one of the riders actually broke his hip, and the New York Times reported that there have been dozens of these injuries. However, Lyft, I guess, was a little bit slow to acknowledge them. So now they've pulled 3,000 of these electric bicycles from service. They'll be replaced with regular bikes. Altogether, Lyft operates 20,000 bikes in those three cities. It's a mix of electric and regular models, and so the electric ones are the ones that had the problem with the braking that's been locking up. And so Lyft said that they're hard at work on a new pedal assist bike, and they're going to try to roll out a new model soon. Lyft last year became the largest bike share operator in the United States. It acquired Motivate, and which are they're the owners of New York City Bike and DC's Capital Bike Share. So they expanded its for hire bikes to cities including Chicago, Boston, and Portland. This is obviously a very, very popular thing in all major cities now. And in addition to ride sharing and bikes, Lyft has expanded into carpooling and scooter rentals. I still cannot believe that those electric scooters are even legal. We talked about it maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, that there have been so many accidents that the CDC is looking into those electric scooters. These are the ones, you know, they're made by Bird, and there's other different brands, and they're just, people just leave them wherever. All over Nashville, when my girlfriends and I were walking all around the town, the whole town is littered with these electric scooters, and they're just, they're so dangerous. I still don't understand how they're even allowed. But
they're all over L.A., too.
Yeah, they are. They're
just leave them against telephone poles, light bulbs.
Yeah, they're in the people poles, leave them in the middle of sidewalks and all around Vanderbilt. It was nuts. So anyway, so according to Lyft's IPO prospectus, the Lyft's share in the market of U.S. ride hailing spiked to 39% last December, and that's up from 22% just 2 years ago. So they have definitely made some significant strides in the market share, especially up against Uber, which just filed paperwork last week for what is expected to be the biggest public offering of 2019. And there are a lot of other tech stories that we'll be talking about throughout this year with companies going public, including Pinterest, Slack, and Postmates. So this is, you know, probably a little bit of a ding for Lyft, but probably not enough to put them out of business. But just be very careful. If there are still electric bikes in your city, don't use them for right now. Just get on the regular bike.
There you go. Apple canceling their Air Power charging mats. Let's find out what the story is there.
The Geek Out.
Pour one out as Apple has canceled the Air Power wireless charging mat. Now, it was first announced back in 2017 when they added wireless charging to the iPhone, but 18 months later, Apple has had to admit defeat. Now, I know wireless charging pads are pretty common these days, but Apple had made a promise of a pad that was capable of wirelessly charging up to 3 devices at the same time, but it ran into technical hurdles and there was rumors of overheating dating back as early as last summer. Oddly, the company just announced new AirPods featuring wireless charging. So if you are waiting for an Apple AirPower, sorry about that. If it makes you feel any better, we've posted a link to an article with the best wireless chargers that are for sale on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? Geico gives you 3. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the Geico office nearest you. 3 ways you could save 15% or more.
All right, let's get back to the track here, Victoria, with a story about Amazon. What's new there?
Amazon's reportedly in talks to offer a free ad-supported tier of its music service, and we don't know the specific details yet, but Billboard magazine reported that this new service will emphasize Amazon as a direct competitor to Spotify, which still leads the market. Amazon plans to promote the new option through its Echo speakers, so you'll hear those ads, and it should be available as soon as the end of this week. Music is actually a robust portion of Amazon's business, even though we don't think of it that way, but Amazon says that they have tens of millions of active subscribers each month, and U.S. Prime members will have access to a select catalog of music that's free, and you can also buy a larger monthly subscription ranging from $3.99 to $9.99 a month.
Ah, all right, so there it is, a little technical knowledge for the day. This is the DJV program, 59 at the hour.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.